Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, and welcome to a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your exclusive audio track for all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 293, and the title is Adventurous Thinking. The sticky note reads, "Adventure isn't so much a new place to visit as it is a new way to think." Here's the story behind the sticky. When one thinks of adventure, thoughts frequently turn to travel, but I would argue that even when travel is involved, the real adventure happens when what you do changes the way you perceive the world. Now, this can absolutely happen on a trip to somewhere that leaves an indelible impression on you, one that changes your point of view by broadening your horizons. It might be the place, it might be the people that you meet there, it might even be what you learn about the place that you're visiting. My first trip to Hawaii had this effect on me. Before my visit, I didn't know much about it other than the fact it was going to take me a long time to get there and that it should be nice and sunny. Oh, and that aloha meant both goodbye and hello. When I arrived, I first encountered not just people saying aloha, but living aloha. The positivity was amazing and absolutely changed my way of thinking. During my trip, I visited the Bernice Bishop Museum, and it changed the way I thought about the islands, its people, and its relation to the rest of the United States. I'm not sure I ever thought about how Hawaii became part of the U.S. I certainly don't remember learning about it in school. I guess I always figured it was an amicable joining with a larger cluster of states for mutual benefit and protection. I don't really know what I thought about it. I never thought about it. Turns out it was anything but amicable and came about when the king's authority was largely transferred to a group of white businessmen and lawyers in 1887, who then instituted a voting qualification that required property ownership. Guess who that rule favored? And ended with the U.S. overthrowing the Kingdom of Hawaii in 1893, replacing their queen with a provisional government run by more rich white guys. Even when President Grover Cleveland commissioned a report that concluded the removal of the queen had been illegal and demanded she be reinstated, the provisional government refused. Hawaii ended up becoming annexed by the U.S. and becoming a territory for 60 years before finally becoming a state in 1959. The U.S. government officially apologized for this annexation. During the takeover by the provisional government, their native language was made illegal. They weren't allowed to speak their own language. It was not taught. At one point, the native speakers numbered 1%, less than 1%. The people themselves were almost eradicated. Now that the native language is being taught in the schools again and efforts are being made to reestablish their cultural heritage, even now, only about 6% of people can speak native Hawaiian. I know that these few lines barely scratch the surface of what happened. I recommend you learn more about it if you're interested, but it's not really a happy story or one that makes you feel any American pride, at least in my opinion. But it's a prime example of how an adventure can change the way you think. That's it for this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive an alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily message that includes a copy of that day's motivational sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the exclusive audio track. I've been recording one of these episodes to match up with each one of the individual sticky notes that are published every single day. It gives me a chance to dive in a little deeper on a topic that I'm scribbling on those sticky notes. Those 3x3 pieces of paper don't give me a whole lot of space to expand on a concept, and these episodes allow me to give you the story behind the sticky like I did in today's episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.